If you were tuned in yesterday, you likely noticed I was out for the day. I was out because I was asked to be principal for the day at the Fort Wayne Community Schools Career Academy. And can I just say, I was blown away all day yesterday by the students, by the staff, by the technology, some of the innovation. And I think I kept saying all day long, the Career Academy is this little hidden gem that we have right here in Fort Wayne in our community. But to tell us more and to give me an evaluation on how I did, we have the real principal and the director of the Fort Wayne Community Schools Career Academy, Jesse Webb. Good morning, Principal Webb.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before we get to my evaluation, which my fingers are crossed for a positive one on that there, Jesse, but for someone new to town or new to the Fort Wayne Community Schools District, can you tell us a little bit about the Career Academy?
So the Career Academy is a career and technical education school. We offer 26 different programs, ranging anywhere from construction trades to manufacturing, health sciences, cosmetology, culinary, early childhood education, automotive, welding, just a plethora of different opportunities for students to gain a skill, to go straight into the workforce if they want to when they graduate, or to continue their education in a post-secondary institution. So what we do is we offer certifications that are state and industry recognized, and we also attach some dual credits through either Ivy Tech or Vincennes University so that they can, you know, advance in their post-secondary career if they want to.
So you say you have 26 different programs. What I didn't realize is you're not all in one building there off South Bar Street. How many different buildings do you have?
Yeah. So we operate this year out of 8 different buildings right now. We just picked up our 8th one this summer with a deal that we struck with the local 166 to utilize their facility for the day and offer 2 more sections of welding. So we were able to expand a program there that is much needed in our area. And so operating out of 7 different buildings makes it kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
I think you witnessed, you know, there's some time to travel. There's some time to go out and see what we do in the different areas of our careers. So we're open to juniors and seniors in Allen County. So we get students from all the public schools and the parochial schools,
mm-hmm.
and just give students an opportunity that they might not know what they want to do. And I know that you talked about it after you saw our radio and television program. Wow, if I would have had this opportunity when I was in high school, you know, I would have been able to figure out if this is really what I want to do.
Yeah, because what a lot of people don't know about me is I went to school for broadcast television and I walked out of college thinking, oh boy, this is not what I want to do with my life. I wished I would have figured that out while I was in high school. Would have been a lot cheaper to do it that way. You know, you mentioned you got 26 different programs, 8 buildings. You know, I had a hard time picking my favorite program, if you will. I mean, of course, as you mentioned, the broadcast students were definitely up there on my list, but the graphic design students did make me a custom water bottle. So there is that, Jesse. They were pretty special as well. But how do students go about qualifying? I know you mentioned you take juniors and seniors and some from the parochial schools as well, but if a student right now is interested, maybe they're a sophomore, even a freshman, how do they go about applying for this program?
Yeah, so we go out and we talk to all the sophomores at the local high schools and kind of give our sales pitch to them about what we have to offer. And if they're interested, you know, they work with their guidance counselor at their home high school to apply for our program. And it's an online application that they fill out with their guidance counselor and get the approval of their parents as well. And then we look at, you know, of course, attendance, discipline or behavior, and then grades. And it's really in that order because we have advisory boards for all of our programs. And the number one thing that employers are looking for, obviously, is be to work on time, be there every day. And then they'll help train you in what they want you to do. So we're working with, you know, our local businesses and, you know, trying to figure out how can we help them with the employee shortages that they're facing,
mm-hmm.
as well. So it's really about a balance, being a pipeline for Allen County and getting students into those careers that they are seeking as soon as possible.
Okay, it's the moment I've been waiting for. How did I do yesterday, Principal Webb, being you?
I think, started out rough when you told the teacher that they could leave at 3 o'clock and we don't get out till 3:30. So you had that kind of check.
What's 30 minutes, right?
I think what I really saw was you weren't afraid to dive in, ask questions, and really work with students. You know, when we went out to health sciences, you were all about helping the central service tech students study their med term. And what you said afterwards was, I don't know how to pronounce any of those.
Not a single one.
And then when we walked out of, you know, the Public Safety Academy and you were like, man, fire science, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you got to watch them put on their gear in under 2 minutes. And it's not about picking, you know, the favorite, but just the way that you dove in, you interacted with kids, you talked to our teachers, and that's kind of the number one thing that we talk about at the Career Academy is building relationships. And how do you mm-hmm. build relationships with students, with community members, with colleagues? And you did a great job with that in such a short period of time. And that's what it's all about.
Well, I'll take that as a glowing review, Principal Webb. I'll take it for sure. You know, I said this to a couple of folks yesterday that I ran into after I was hanging out with you. I said, man, I wished everybody could have the opportunity to be principal for a day. What a valuable experience. It's one I will take with me for a long time. And Jesse, I appreciate your time and I appreciate the hospitality yesterday.
Thank you. And as I said yesterday, you're welcome back anytime.
I love it. I'll definitely be taking you up on that offer. That is Principal Jesse Webb of the Career Academy right here in Fort Wayne. I've actually got a ton of photos and some videos posted on my Facebook page if you want to check out my visit at WoWoKayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.